He is the glory of glories. This is that which hath descended from the realm of glory, uttered by the tongue of power and might, and revealed unto the prophets of old. We have taken the inner essence thereof and clothed it in the garment of brevity, as a token of grace unto the righteous, that they may stand faithful unto the covenant of God, may fulfill in their lives his trust, and in the realm of spirit obtain the gem of divine virtue. He is the glory of glories. This is that which hath descended from the realm of glory, uttered by the tongue of power and might, and revealed unto the prophets of old. We have taken the inner essence thereof and clothed it in the garment of brevity, as a token of grace unto the righteous, that they may stand faithful unto the covenant of God, may fulfill in their lives his trust, and in the realm of spirit obtain the gem of divine virtue. O Son of Spirit, my first counsel is this: possess a pure, kindly and radiant heart, that thine may be a sovereignty ancient, imperishable and everlasting. O Son of Spirit, my first counsel is this: possess a pure, kindly and radiant heart, that thine may be a sovereignty ancient, imperishable and everlasting. O Son of Spirit, the best beloved of all things in my sight is justice. Turn not away therefrom if thou desirest me, and neglect it not that I may confide in thee. By its aid thou shalt see with thine own eyes and not through the eyes of others, and shalt know of thine own knowledge and not through the knowledge of thy neighbor. Ponder this in thy heart, how it behooveth thee to be. Verily justice is my gift to thee and the sign of my loving kindness. Set it then before thine eyes. O Son of Spirit, the best beloved of all things in my sight is justice. Turn not away therefrom if thou desirest me, and neglect it not that I may confide in thee. By its aid thou shalt see with thine own eyes and not through the eyes of others, and shalt know of thine own knowledge and not through the knowledge of thy neighbor. Ponder this in thy heart, how it behooveth thee to be. Verily justice is my gift to thee and the sign of my loving kindness. Set it then before thine eyes.
O Son of Man, veiled in my immemorial being and in the ancient eternity of my essence, I knew my love for thee. Therefore I created thee, have engraved on thee mine image, and revealed to thee my beauty. O Son of Man, veiled in my immemorial being and in the ancient eternity of my essence, I knew my love for thee. Therefore I created thee, have engraved on thee mine image, and revealed to thee my beauty. O Son of Man, I love thy creation, hence I created thee. Wherefore, do thou love me, that I may name thy name and fill thy soul with the spirit of life. O Son of Man. I love thy creation, hence I created thee. Wherefore, do thou love me, that I may name thy name and fill thy soul with the spirit of life. O Son of Being, love me, that I may love thee. If thou lovest me not, my love can in no wise reach thee. Know this, O servant. O Son of Being, love me, that I may love thee. If thou lovest me not, my love can in no wise reach thee. Know this, O servant.
O Son of Being, thy paradise is my love, thy heavenly home, reunion with me enter therein and tarry not. This is that which hath been destined for thee in our kingdom above and our exalted dominion. O Son of Being, thy paradise is my love, thy heavenly home, reunion with me enter therein and tarry not. This is that which hath been destined for thee in our kingdom above and our exalted dominion. O Son of Man, if thou lovest me, turn away from thyself, and if thou seekest my pleasure, regard not thine own, that thou mayest die in me and I may eternally live in thee. O Son of Man, if thou lovest me, turn away from thyself, and if thou seekest my pleasure, regard not thine own, that thou mayest die in me, and I may eternally live in thee. O Son of Spirit, there is no peace for thee save by renouncing thyself and turning unto me, for it behoveth thee to glory in my name, not in thine own, to put thy trust in me and not in thyself, since I desire to be loved alone and above all that is. O Son of Spirit, there is no peace for thee save by renouncing thyself and turning unto me, for it behoveth thee to glory in my name, not in thine own, to put thy trust in me and not in thyself, since I desire to be loved alone and above all that is.
O Son of Being, my love is my stronghold, he that entereth therein is safe and secure, and he that turneth away shall surely stray and perish. O Son of Being, my love is my stronghold, he that entereth therein is safe and secure, and he that turneth away shall surely stray and perish. O Son of Utterance, thou art my stronghold, enter therein that thou mayest abide in safety. My love is in thee, know it, that thou mayest find me near unto thee. Thank you. O Son of Utterance, Thou art my stronghold, enter therein that Thou mayest abide in safety. My love is in Thee, know it, that Thou mayest find me near unto Thee. O Son of Being, Thou art my lamp, and my light is in Thee. Get Thou from it Thy radiance, and seek none other than Me. For I have created Thee rich, and have bountifully shed My favor upon Thee. O Son of Being, Thou art my lamp, and my light is in Thee. Get Thou from it Thy radiance, and seek none other than Me. For I have created Thee rich, and have bountifully shed My favor upon Thee.
O Son of Being, with the hands of power I made Thee, and with the fingers of strength I created Thee, and within Thee have I placed the essence of My light. Be Thou content with it and seek naught else, for My work is perfect and My command is binding. Question it not, nor have a doubt thereof. O Son of Being, with the hands of power I made Thee, and with the fingers of strength I created Thee, and within Thee have I placed the essence of My light. Be Thou content with it and seek naught else, for My work is perfect and My command is binding. Question it not, nor have a doubt thereof. O Son of Spirit, I created Thee rich, why dost Thou bring Thyself down to poverty? Noble I made Thee, wherewith dost Thou abase Thyself? Out of the essence of knowledge I gave Thee being, why seekest Thou enlightenment from anyone beside Me? Out of the clay of love I molded Thee, how dost Thou busy Thyself with another? Turn Thy sight unto Thyself, that Thou mayest find Me standing within Thee, mighty, powerful and self-subsisting. O Son of Spirit, I created Thee rich, why dost Thou bring Thyself down to poverty? Noble I made Thee, wherewith dost Thou abase Thyself? Out of the essence of knowledge I gave Thee being, why seekest Thou enlightenment from anyone beside Me? Out of the clay of love I molded Thee, how dost Thou busy Thyself with another? Turn Thy sight unto Thyself, that Thou mayest find Me standing within Thee, mighty, powerful and self-subsisting. O Son of Man, Thou art My dominion, and My dominion perisheth not, wherefore fearest Thou Thy perishing? Thou art My light, and My light shall never be extinguished, why dost Thou dread extinction? Thou art My glory, and My glory fadeth not, Thou art My robe, and My robe shall never be outworn. Abide then in Thy love for Me, that Thou mayest find Me in the realm of glory. O Son of Man. Thou art my dominion, and my dominion perisheth not. Wherefore fearest thou thy perishing? Thou art my light, and my light shall never be extinguished. Why dost thou dread extinction? Thou art my glory, and my glory fadeth not. Thou art my robe, and my robe shall never be outworn. Abide then in thy love for me, that thou mayest find me in the realm of glory.
O Son of Utterance, turn thy face unto mine and renounce all save me, for my sovereignty endureth and my dominion perisheth not. If thou seekest another than me, yea, if thou searchest the universe forevermore, thy quest will be in vain. O Son of Utterance, turn thy face unto mine and renounce all save me, for my sovereignty endureth and my dominion perisheth not. If thou seekest another than me, yea, if thou searchest the universe forevermore, thy quest will be in vain. O Son of Light, forget all save me and commune with my spirit. This is of the essence of my command, therefore turn unto it. Son of Light, forget all save me and commune with my spirit. This is of the essence of my command, therefore turn unto it. O Son of Man, be thou content with me and seek no other helper. For none but me can ever suffice thee. O Son of Man, be thou content with me and seek no other helper. For none but me can ever suffice thee.
O Son of Spirit, ask not of me that which we desire not for thee, then be content with what we have ordained for thy sake, for this is that which profiteth thee, if therewith thou dost content thyself. O Son of Spirit, ask not of me that which we desire not for thee, then be content with what we have ordained for thy sake, for this is that which profiteth thee, if therewith thou dost content thyself. O Son of the Wondrous Vision, I have breathed within thee a breath of my own spirit, that thou mayest be my lover. Why hast thou forsaken me and sought a beloved other than me? O Son of the Wondrous Vision, I have breathed within thee a breath of my own spirit, that thou mayest be my lover. Why hast thou forsaken me and sought a beloved other than me? O Son of Spirit, My claim on thee is great, it cannot be forgotten. My grace to thee is plenteous, it cannot be veiled. My love has made in thee its home, it cannot be concealed. My light is manifest to thee, it cannot be obscured. O Son of Spirit, my claim on thee is great, it cannot be forgotten. My grace to thee is plenteous, it cannot be veiled. My love has made in thee its home, it cannot be concealed. My light is manifest to thee, it cannot be obscured.
O Son of Man, upon the tree of effulgent glory I have hung for thee the choicest fruits, wherefore hast thou turned away and contented thyself with that which is less good? Return then unto that which is better for thee in the realm on high. O Son of Man, upon the tree of effulgent glory I have hung for thee the choicest fruits, wherefore hast thou turned away and contented thyself with that which is less good? Return then unto that which is better for thee in the realm on high. O Son of Spirit, noble have I created thee, yet thou hast abased thyself. Rise then unto that for which thou wast created. O Son of Spirit, noble have I created thee, yet thou hast abased thyself. Rise then unto that for which thou wast created. O Son of the Supreme, to the Eternal I call thee, yet thou dost seek that which perisheth. What hath made thee turn away from our desire and seek thine own? O Son of the Supreme, to the Eternal I call thee, yet thou dost seek that which perisheth. What hath made thee turn away from our desire and seek thine own?
O Son of Man, transgress not thy limits, nor claim that which beseemeth thee not. Prostrate thyself before the countenance of thy God, the Lord of might and power. O Son of Man, transgress not thy limits, nor claim that which beseemeth thee not. Prostrate thyself before the countenance of thy God, the Lord of might and power. O Son of Spirit, vaunt not thyself over the poor, for I lead him on his way, and behold thee in thy evil plight, and confound thee forevermore. O Son of Spirit, vaunt not thyself over the poor, for I lead him on his way, and behold thee in thy evil plight, and confound thee forevermore. O Son of Being,
How couldst thou forget thine own faults and busy thyself with the faults of others? Whoso doeth this is accursed of me. O Son of Being, how couldst thou forget thine own faults and busy thyself with the faults of others? Whoso doeth this is accursed of me. O Son of Man, breathe not the sins of others so long as thou art thyself a sinner. Shouldst thou transgress this command, accursed wouldst thou be, and to this I bear witness. O Son of Man, breathe not the sins of others so long as thou art thyself a sinner. Shouldst thou transgress this command, accursed wouldst thou be, and to this I bear witness. O Son of Spirit, know thou of a truth, he that biddeth men be just and himself committeth iniquity is not of me, even though he bear my name. O Son of Spirit, know thou of a truth, he that biddeth men be just and himself committeth iniquity is not of me, even though he bear my name.
O Son of Being, ascribe not to any soul that which thou wouldst not have ascribed to thee, and say not that which thou doest not. This is my command unto thee, do thou observe it. O Son of Being, ascribe not to any soul that which thou wouldst not have ascribed to thee, and say not that which thou doest not. This is my command unto thee, do thou observe it. O Son of Man, deny not my servant should he ask anything from thee, for his face is my face. Be then abashed before me. O Son of Man, deny not my servant should he ask anything from thee, for his face is my face. Be then abashed before me.
O Son of Being, bring thyself to account each day ere thou art summoned to a reckoning, for death, unheralded, shall come upon thee and thou shalt be called to give account for thy deeds. O Son of Being, bring thyself to account each day ere thou art summoned to a reckoning, for death, unheralded, shall come upon thee and thou shalt be called to give account for thy deeds. O Son of the Supreme, I have made death a messenger of joy to thee. Wherefore dost thou grieve? I made the light to shed on thee its splendor. Why dost thou veil thyself therefrom? O Son of the Supreme, have made death a messenger of joy to thee. Wherefore dost thou grieve? I made the light to shed on thee its splendor. Why dost thou veil thyself therefrom?
O Son of Spirit, with the joyful tidings of light I hail thee, rejoice. To the court of holiness I summon thee, abide therein that thou mayest live in peace forevermore. O Son of Spirit, with the joyful tidings of light I hail thee, rejoice. To the court of holiness I summon thee, abide therein that thou mayest live in peace forevermore. O Son of Spirit, the Spirit of holiness beareth unto thee the joyful tidings of reunion, wherefore dost thou grieve? The Spirit of power confirmeth thee in his cause, why dost thou veil thyself? The light of his countenance doth lead thee, how canst thou go astray? O Son of Spirit, the Spirit of holiness beareth unto thee the joyful tidings of reunion, wherefore dost thou grieve? The Spirit of power confirmeth thee in his cause, why dost thou veil thyself? The light of his countenance doth lead thee, how canst thou go astray?
O Son of Man, sorrow not save that thou art far from us. Rejoice not save that thou art drawing near and returning unto us. O Son of Man, sorrow not save that thou art far from us. Rejoice not save that thou art drawing near and returning unto us.